Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. You know, we talk about on this program how that all of us, no matter where we live or where we come from, can make a difference in the lives of others, sometimes in the ways that we wouldn't even imagine. Our next guest definitely has been a living witness to that. Eric Ries is making his first appearance on our program today. He's the author of a brand new book out last month called Never Ever Give Up, The Inspiring Story of Jessie and Her George R's. This is an inspiring story that I think not only shows what one child can do, but what all of us can do to make someone's lives a little bit easier. We're going to talk to Eric not only about the journey of writing this book, but what it was like for him to reflect on the example of Jessie and what we can all learn from it today. Eric, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Oh, hi. It's so great to be with you. Thank you for having me.
Hey, the pleasure is definitely all mine. You know, I was so excited to be able to speak with you, Eric, because when I first heard about this book, and for one thing, I was wondering, you know, why did I know about it sooner? But as soon as I heard about it that I was able to get it, you know, I was just so inspired by not only, I think, Jessie's courage and example, but also, I think, your whole family and what you guys represent for all of us. What has it been like for you, Eric, to be able to introduce not only your family to the world, but also the example of Jessie to the world as well?
Oh, it's an honor. It's very humbling, but at the same time, it's very honoring to be able to continue what Jessie did herself. You know, some people would ask me, did you make Jessie do Joy Jars? And the answer was always no, because, you know, we just wanted to invest as much time as we had in her, and she's the one that decided to focus on other kids fighting cancer while she was fighting cancer herself.
Right. And I think that is really one of the most inspiring things, Eric. I'm glad you said that, because I think, you know, so many times when we're going through something, you know, it's very easy for us to focus on ourselves. And that was not the way of Jessie. And as I was saying to you before we went live here, I mean, a lot of that I have to attribute to you, because we learn in the book, and you actually share in the book what you have always been able to share with your kids, is the power, of course, of God, but also, of course, what we all can do ourselves. What was it like for you to be able to see how, just by living that example, by living that principle, that Jessie was able to pick up on that and live it herself?
Well, you know, my wife and I go by the model of parenting that it's not what's taught, it's what's caught. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we can tell our kids all kinds of things, but if they don't see us modeling it in our behavior, then it starts to create contradictions in their own mind and heart. And so, you know, we've always been a family that is dedicated to helping others. No matter if it's around Christmas time, no matter if it's around with World Vision or whatever, we're all about helping others. And so I hope that's where the seeds were planted in Jessie's heart when it came time for her to choose to be better than bitter when she was told she had cancer, because that diagnosis can cripple people. And for some reason, she chose to rise above it and use it as a way to help other kids that were stuck in the hospital. And so, you know, I just hope that looking back, you know, in our other two children that we still have the honor of parenting, you know, that they see in us not just, oh, my parents say one thing and do something different. They see us follow through with what we tell them are important values in life.
Exactly. In the chapter 5 of the book, Nigu Nation, you wrote this, Eric, and I think this is an important point to what you just said. We have always made sure our children know they can trust God no matter how bad things look. God is our source of hope, strength, and power. And one of our family mottos is, hold on to God and hold on to each other. You know, it's very easy for us to talk about that in good times. But what was it like for you to focus on that and to live that during the challenges that you faced, not only with Jessie, but also, of course, what it did to the family?
Well, Cyrus, I hate to have to admit it, but I actually took my kids for granted. And when this came through our family, it rocked my world as really what is a kind of dad am I going to be and what kind of dad have I been. And I always thought my kids were going to be there. I always thought that I would walk Jessie down the aisle when she got married. You know, and I took all those things for granted. And so, you know, being able to recalibrate my life and say, wait a minute, you know, I don't know what tomorrow is going to be, but I can embrace today and I can hold on to the things that we hold dear to our heart and our faith and our family. And it gave us great strength in times of sorrow, and it gave us great strength in times of celebration and joy. So, you know, holding on to each other has been something that, you know, has been deeply woven into the tapestry of our lives since Jess was diagnosed, and then when she lost her fight.
Yeah. And as I said, Eric, the chapter is called NIGU Nation. NIGU is actually the acronym that Jesse came up with, N-E-G-U. And that, of course, goes back to the title of the book, Never Ever Give Up. Of course, people can also find that in the name of the foundation. When you heard that, Never Ever Give Up, it can be applied, I think, in so many different things that we go through, but knowing what Jesse was going through, knowing the difficulties that were ahead, how did that help you in being able to deal day by day?
It got me out of bed every day. It still gets me out of bed and empowers me to continue what Jess started. I mean, we're now been able to reach over 100,000 children fighting cancer around the world. Yeah. Through Jesse's foundation, and you know, I can't give up. And that's one. Just our faith tells us not to sit on the sidelines, and we're not going to sit on the sidelines as a family. And Jesse started something; it caught fire, and we're just honored to continue to steward the legacy that she left in her short 12-year life.
Exactly, exactly. And really, I think, as I said earlier, setting a model for all of us today. For those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live, already having a great conversation today with our guest, Eric Reese. He's making his first appearance on our show. We're talking about his inspiring, beautiful daughter, Jessie, and what she left behind as far as her legacy, but also the inspiration that she gives for us even today. The title of Eric's book is Never Ever Give Up, The Inspiring Story of Jessie and Her Joy Jars. We'll be telling you a little bit later how you can get the book for yourself. You know, the other thing that I think struck me again, as I said earlier, about the impact that we can have, Eric, is that you never know how something will be able to impact someone else. Even in that chapter 5, NIGU Nation, you were able to see how that acronym was popping up in other places. In chapter 11, though, the chapter is entitled September, this is what you wrote about the far-reaching effects. And this one story really impacted me, and I want to talk about what it was like for you to reflect on it. We already knew Jessie was touching people's lives in big ways, is what you wrote. We got letters and posts nearly every day from people who said she had inspired them to do something positive. Some messages were from people who also joined the fight against pediatric cancer, and some were from others who were moved to advocate for positive changes in other areas. This is the thing that got me. One young woman, you wrote, even wrote to say she had decided against getting an abortion because Jessie had inspired her to, quote, never ever give up, unquote, even when a situation seemed impossible. It was stunning to realize there would now be a child in this world who otherwise would not have been if not for the simple actions Jessie took to show her love and spirit. I mean, what was that like for you, Eric, to realize that, to get that message, and to know what that meant, not only for that woman, but also for a child that would enter the world?
Again, Cyrus, it was one of those just humbling moments of, oh my gosh, this is, look what's happening, look what Jessie's doing. And not using it as some moment to become proud, it was just more honored that somehow in the tapestry of social media, this lady found Jessie's story and started to follow Jess and learned about, because Jessie posted and shared her life every day while she was fighting cancer, and people gravitated towards her journey and would pray for her and encourage her. And so, you know, when we received that note that there is a child in this world because Jessie somehow inspired a mom not to give up on the child, that was just incredible, an incredible honor to know that Jess played a part in saving a life in the midst of losing her own.
Yeah, exactly. To that point, Eric, and you know, it's going to be totally up to you how much you want to talk about this, but this is what you wrote about paying tribute to Jesse. You said this, that you thought that Jesse, and this is in the chapter, Celebration of Life, taught us three lessons: to love compassionately, to laugh constantly, and to live courageously. And I think, again, you speak earlier in the book, and we'll talk about that here in a moment, about how it's always that first step. Do you think one of the things, when you look at the big picture here of the world that we live in today, that people have been conditioned to believe that for whatever reason, that what they have to offer, what they have to contribute is not enough? Do you think, you know, one of the things that we can learn from Jesse is to realize that no matter who you are, really, it is about each one of us doing our part, doing what we can?
Oh, by all means. I mean, that's why, you know, when I was approached about writing the book, you know, my hope was is that not only somebody would be inspired to never ever give up, no matter what battle they are choosing, I mean, they're facing, no matter if that's cancer or just the loss of a job or a difficult relationship or whatever it may be, that somehow Jesse would inspire them to press on, to keep going, to not lose faith. And in addition, to create a movement of compassion, because,
right,
you know, this all started with Jesse in the backseat of our car coming home from treatment, you know, early on in our journey with the treatment plan, simply asking, you know, five words, how can we help them? And she was referring to the kids that couldn't leave the children's hospital. But I end the book with challenging all the readers, and I challenge, you know, all the listeners that I've talked to, you know, that I'm talking to today, and I've talked to on other shows. You know, look around, and if you could just simply ask yourself, how can I help them? I don't know who them is in your world,
right,
but this world would be a much, much better place if we looked beyond ourselves and said, how can I help that person? And that could even be a simple pat on the back, a word of encouragement. It doesn't always have to be a financial transaction. It can simply be encouragement, using your words and your resources to encourage others during difficult times and helping people, you know, because that's what the world needs. The world needs more compassion. The world needs people to look beyond their own agendas and say, I'm going to help somebody today. And that's what I hope we get out of, that people get out of this book, is that it's not a sad story. Yes, it's a difficult story, but at the same time, it's not tragedy. It's incredibly inspiring because of what's happening, and was all a catalyst of a little girl that simply asked her parents, how can we help the kids in the hospital?
Yeah. And by helping, that is the, and going back, I think, a perfect segue to the George R's. And as I referenced earlier, the foundation is the Jesse Reese Foundation. Now, it's so fascinating to me just to show the amount of growth and the amount of tension. And I think the amount of appreciation for this story and what Jesse has to offer to all of us, Eric, I think, you know, at the time that I got the book, there were 310,000 Facebook fans. That's now 70,000 more since the book's printing. Talk to us a little bit about the work that the Jesse Reese Foundation does and how we can all be a part of it.
Well, the Jesse Reese Foundation is focused on caring for kids fighting cancer today. We don't focus on a cure. We hope someday the cure people put us out of business, because that would be the best day in the world. But until that time, we come alongside children fighting cancer and their families and their brothers and sisters with all types of resources and support to encourage them to never, ever give up. We do that through sending boosts of joy, which, you know, includes the Joy Jar, but we have many other things and resources and partnerships to help families through the difficult time. And we hear time and time again from families going, we don't feel alone anymore. And, you know, that's the greatest thing, because no one wants to feel alone in the midst of this really tragic diagnosis. And so to know that they have this amazing fan base that's supporting them and cheering for them, it's just amazing. And, you know, the people on our Facebook fan page are just incredibly, incredibly committed to help us. I mean, we do these things every week called Joy Mobs, where we find a newly diagnosed child that has a fan page that maybe only has 200, 300 likes, and we'll try to get them 2,000 likes in a day. But what that does is it sends a message to that family. Oh my gosh, we now have 2,000 people knowing about our story, encouraging us, praying for us. And again, it's one click. And donating a like is the simplest thing you can do to encourage a family to never ever give up and not feel alone.
Yeah, that's it. And it's something that all of us can do. And I think that is the point I want everyone to really take away from this conversation today, Eric, that all of us can be a part of this. In the chapter, the last chapter I reference is chapter number 13. Christmas is the chapter. But this is what you say to all of us. And I think it's a great reminder and a great way for us to close out the segment. I believe each one of us has talents and skills we can use to do good in the world, you write. And it's just a matter of thinking creatively about how to best make it work. If you've thought about helping a charity but don't know where to start, the answer might be as simple as what you're already doing, just directed differently. And I love this chapter because you really allow us to take who we are and to be able to use that for a greater purpose. You know, and I think what better way for us to live our lives, to know that we're doing something that we love, that we find joy in, and that in the process we're able to help others. And I think that's a great challenge for all of us today to be able to do. And again, you know, being inspired by, you know, the example of Jesse Rees and what she's been able to show all of us today. Again, everyone, Eric Rees has been our guest. We've been talking about his book, Never Ever Give Up, the inspiring story of Jesse and her joy jars. The book is available wherever you get your books, of course, at your favorite bookstore. Our partner here, of course, is Amazon.com. You can get it there. But Eric, how can our listeners stay connected with you as well as be able to find out more information about the foundation?
Well, you can go on to our website. It's www.negu.org, www.negu.org. And there's all kinds of ways to get involved. People could, you know, make a donation and follow our story. And then also, you know, by, you know, utilizing their social influence and joining us on Facebook and Twitter. And just on Facebook, you can simply type in Jesse Rees Foundation and help us continue to spread hope, joy, and love to children around the world.
All right. Well, Eric, thank you so much for the time today. Thank you so much for this book. And looking forward to staying connected with you online.
Thanks so much. Really appreciate it. Have a wonderful day.
You do the same thing, Eric. And we thank all of you for tuning in to another segment of Conversations Live. And if you guys came in late and missed part of the conversation with Eric, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends at blogtalkradio.com. You guys can catch the podcast just a few moments after we go off the air. We've already tagged the Foundation on Facebook as well as Eric and the Foundation on Twitter, so you guys can find it on our pages by going to facebook.com/CyrusWeb, or you can head over to twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on that link. You can listen to the show completely for free and even share it with your friends using the social media buttons you'll find there. Again, we want to thank Eric Rees for his time today. I want to thank all of you for tuning in to another edition of Conversations Live. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.